High school football is on the air. HavenFootball.net is pleased to present tonight's Strathaven football game. Tonight's game is between the 0-2 Harriton Rams and your 1-1 Strathaven Panthers.
Barlow cuts back to his right, pushing pile, still on his feet, dragged down from behind at the 18-yard line.
Christian Mazur, he's got some room, and speed, look out, 35-40, the speed's at the 50, Christian Mazur will go 98 yards.
Tonight's game is sponsored by Steve Tobbs Allstate Insurance and Media, Auto, Home, and Life. You're in good hands with Allstate. PNC Bank branches in Nether Providence and Swarthmore, your friendly neighborhood bank. Make today the day. Berman's Health Shop, for all your vitamins, herbs, and supplements in Brookhaven. The Delaware County Daily Times, all high school sports every day. If it happens in Delaware County, it's in the Delaware County Daily Times. AMF Auto Clinic, taking care of your cars since 1961. Located in Brookhaven on Edgemont Avenue. Sandy McCulley at Berkshire Hathaway Home Services and Media. Give her a call when buying or selling your home. Here are tonight's internet announcers, the voices of the Strathaven Panthers, Brian Carroll, Pete Fulginetti, Andrew Kaufman, and Mike Mayer.
Well, it's not often, or maybe not ever, that we've had senior night in the third week of a high school football season, but here we are. 2020's thrown us curveballs left and right, and your Strathaven Panthers still trying to swing and connect with all of them as we continue in the Central League season here in 2020. So, our first official trip in the regular season, shouldn't even call it a trip. It's a home game at George L. King Field tonight. The visiting Harriton Rams, 0-2, take on your 1-1 Strathaven Panthers in week 3 of high school football season here in the Central League, which overlaps of week 1 of the playoffs elsewhere in the state. But, hey, we're doing the best we can, and lots of kids still excited to play football here in front of us tonight. Good evening, everybody. Brian Carroll bringing you play-by-play and looking forward to just a beautiful night here at for football or anything outdoors, and happy to be at George L. King Field at Strathaven, joined by Mike Mayer. We'll hear from Andrew Kaufman at halftime as well, and he's doing some statistical work in the background.
And Pete is staying home watching the game on the video feed, which, if you're looking for a video feed, is on the Strathaven Athletic Department's link. It can be found on our web pages, on our home page, and you can link right to it, or you can look for it on YouTube.
Sounds good. So if we're joining us live or on the archive, we're thrilled to have you on HavenFootball.net. So the Panthers lost a heartbreaker last week, 33-27, against a seasoned and bigger and stronger Marple Newtown team. But the Panthers, right in it, had a lead, had chances, made a few mistakes, and a few plays they would have wanted back in a very close loss. But a chance to get healthy tonight against a Harriton team that continues to battle. And this week, you know, you're looking at a team that's bringing roughly 30 kids to the table here tonight, and will battle and they will fight, but they are undersized and a little bit outmanned. So the Panthers will do everything they can to get sharp and stay sharp against the Rams here tonight. And the Rams, with coming off of one win last year, we're kind of watching what's going on here. I guess the band is here, but not going to do a national anthem from what I can tell. Players are on the field ready to rock and roll here. So Panthers will kick it away. They're in their all-black uniforms with silver helmets and white numerals. Charlie Shankweiler, the junior, first-year kicker, has it teed halfway between the hash marks at the 40-yard line. And Teddy Molino and Ben Fisher wait at the 5-yard line for Harriton. So an abbreviated pregame here tonight, Mike. They're ready to start.
Yeah, no national anthem, no announcements, just here we go.
And it's, what, 6:53, so we're starting a little bit early, and hey, why not? The kids
It's like when they fill the plane up, all the seats are accounted for, all the passengers are on board, and we're 10 minutes early. Let's go.
All right, here we are. So Shankweiler has it ready to go. Harriton will receive the kickoff and move right to left here in the first quarter, and we are lined up, hand in the air for Shankweiler, and we are underway. High, very short kick. It's going to come down near the hash mark. This is a live ball, and the Panthers with a chance for it. Scramble. It is still in bounds momentarily. Tapped in, and oh, Aiden Prochniak tried to slap it in bounds to keep it alive, but it hit the sideline, and Harriton takes over at their 19-yard line. Nobody pursued the ball in white jerseys, so something for Coach Justin Miller to review with the guys to say, hey, yeah, that's a live ball, and the Panthers nearly fielded it inside the 20. But
make a note.
Here we go. The Rams will start with their sophomore quarterback leading the way here. Spread offense generally with 3 and 4 wide most of the night, I would think. Teddy Mulineaux is your running back, and he will be featured. But your quarterback is Logan Rothberg. Sam DiCecco, Seth Fleaser, Matt Krebs are your wide receivers with Aiden Newman. Center is Ryan Marsh, Gianfranco Colella, Ruben Scardeccio, and Tisca make up the line. Three wide receivers and a single setback. Shotgun look for... a little slow getting going here, but pass falls incomplete on first down. Very quick release there for Rothberg. We were looking at that on film, and, you know, pass rush for the Panthers tonight may be a factor to some degree, but I have to say, the way Harrington runs this offense, a lot of short passes to the flat, a lot of quick slants. Rothberg, just a sophomore, but he gets rid of the ball very, very quickly. The Panthers will have to cover well. The first down incompletion.
And they covered that well. He was right there, knocked the ball down as it came to his hands.
He being Greg Belleville at inside linebacker. We'll get to the Panther defense momentarily. Here we go. Second down and 10. Two wide receivers either side. In the gun is Rothberg. Takes the shotgun snap. Looking. Has time now, running out of it. Scrambles, going to tuck in and run. He's going to be pursued from behind. And then a heavy hit from Jarris Adams, who lights him up at about the 21. Gain of maybe 2 or 3. I guess we'll put it down to 22. It'll bring up 3rd down and 7 as Rothberg is greeted not so warmly by number 6 in black. Panther defense tonight includes your front four of Mazur and Aiden Prochniak are your bookends at defensive end. Jake Millett in there alongside of Nate Perlman on the defensive line. Greg Belleville and Anthony Crawford, your inside backers. Outside backers, Jarris Adams and Matt Schuler. Corners are Alex Hemingway and Chase Nangle, and your free safety, Chase Barlow. 3rd down and 6.5. Three wide receivers to the right of the formation. One to the left. Back is Rothberg. Looking. Steps up in the pocket. He's going to scramble again. Crawford's got him and wraps him up. Slings him down for a sack back at the 20-yard line. They'll lose a couple, and Anthony Crawford's first sack of the season sets up 4th down and long in the punt team. Good coverage there by the Panthers on 3 plays there.
It's a little technical. You can move out or down or something if you want.
Okay.
We've got the camera right behind us. We're doing the feed. You might have seen Brian's back of his head on the last play.
I'm going to move out of the eye of the camera here.
I know you like to stand up.
Yeah, it's hard to sit down for these games. Here we go. Punt snap underway. Punt is a low line drive. It's going to be out of bounds on that far sideline. Line judge walking forward, and we'll spot it at the Harrington 43. So 23 on the punt.
No doubt they didn't want anybody to pick that punt up.
Panther offense led by quarterback Jack Ryder, and your halfbacks Jarris Adams and Matt Schuler. The fullback is Christian Mazur. We'll see a lot of Chase Barlow as well. Tight ends are Aiden Prochniak and Pete Blackburn. Center is Jack Beck. Nick Filios and Ethan Barrar are the guards. Ben Farabaugh and Jake Millett are your tackles. Panthers start with Chris Ouellette in the game as a split end. Tight end to the right is Blackburn. On first down, give inside as the fullback. This is Jarris Adams. Spins out of one tackle, pushes his way to about the 40, I'm sorry, inside the 40 to the 36. So Jarris Adams picks up 5 on first down, and he is your leading rusher coming into tonight.
I'd love to watch that kid run.
2nd down and 5 upcoming here. And, yeah, Jarris held to about just 42 yards last week, but others picking up the slack in the tight game with Marple Newtown. But Adams is lined up at fullback. On his left hip is Matt Schuler. 9:39 to play here in the opening quarter. Gives a Schuler on 2nd down and 5. He dances inside, outside. He's going to still keep his footing. And they're going to blow it dead. I guess his knee touched down inside the 30 to the 26, but gain of 10 for Matt Schuler and a Panther first down. The band is here in part over in the sideline, over in the end zone to our right. So good to see, I don't know, Mike, what, 60 kids or so out there?
I think at one point they claimed 80. I'm not too sure it's that many, but, you know, they're doing what they can. Kids are showing up. They're not in uniform, which is fine because they're not going to be performing at halftime as far as I know.
Split end to the left is Ouellette. Slot left is Matt Schuler on 1st and 10 from the 23. Back to pass is Ryder for the first time. Looking, fire into the flat. It is caught by Ouellette, who steps away from one man. He's inside the 20-yard line and down for a first down yardage at the 13-yard line. Good delivery there from Ryder, and Chris Ouellette's first grab of the year has another Panther first down on the out pattern.
And that was a nice pass. It was reasonably well covered. Chris made a great job picking it up, turning and gaining another 4 or 5 yards from the catch.
So the two seniors connect and set up first and 10 from the 13-yard line. Brings up with 8:28 and counting to play here in the opening quarter. Panthers knocking on the door there. 10 for 10 in the red zone this year. Looking to get on the scoreboard tonight. Gives to Schuler. Running room off the right side. Cuts inside and carries his way down near the goal line. They'll spot him just shy of the goal line. Give him 12. And first and goal for the Panthers inside the one. Schuler's ripped off 21 yards in his first two carries. Well, that checks out. Aiden Prochniak and Pete Blackburn, the two tight ends here. Clock ticks, 7:56, 7:55 and counting to play here in the opening quarter. No score. Jack Ryder under center. First and goal from inside the one. It's Adams off the left side, and he is into the end zone for a Panther touchdown. 7:43 to play here before here in the first quarter. And the Panthers strike first, 6-0, after taking advantage of a very short field. It's Jarris Adams' third rushing touchdown of the season. Very efficient work there, Mike.
Yeah, Harrington's got their issues. They're game to play, but, boy, they're just being outmatched all the way across the line.
Offensive line doing the work up front. And here, Shankweiler high, end over and kick's going to have to. They're playing dodgeball back there with the band in the end zone, but Shankweiler is up and good. 7-0 Strathaven with 7:42 to play in the opening quarter. See what Harrington do to answer on havenfootball.net.
Probably have a deductible of $500 on your car insurance. Why shouldn't it shrink each year you drive safely? Allstate thinks it should, down to nothing. Can you afford not to be in good hands?
Your local Allstate agent is Steve Taub in media. Give him a call at 610-566-3500 for all your insurance needs.
This is Keith Jackson. You're listening to High School Football right here on havenfootball.net.
A very efficient five-play, 43-yard drive as the Panthers on the board first. Defense forced a three and out, and 7-0 Strathaven, 7:42 to play here in the opening quarter. Jarris Adams punches it in from the one, and Shankweiler on for his second kickoff already. He has a tee to see if they're going to go short or deep again. And here's a high end-over-end kick. It's going to come down to Teddy Molyneux at about the 17-yard line. Looking for room, cuts to his right, then back to his left, and he is swarmed very quickly. Good coverage that time. Three or four black jerseys in there. Chase Barlow, Greg Belleville, and others wrap him up at the 25-yard line. So just call it 8 yards on the return and a little bit better field position here for Harrington as they start their second possession. So Harrington, again, 0-2 this year. One win last year. They knocked off
Lower Marion
yep. Midway through the season. That snapped a losing streak that had been about 5.5 years long. Hadn't won a league game since 2014, but knocked off Lower Marion. And here we are with the Rams with the football. Back to passes. Rothberg fires to the right flat. Complete to the slot back. That is number 11, Krebs, I believe, when they unpile. A short gain out to about the 28, so give him 3. Is that 11 on the catch? Is that a Krebs?
I didn't see. So. I'm sorry.
Yep.
I wasn't watching.
Yep. All right. So they unpiled very quickly. It brings up second down and 7. So, again, Panther pass rush. We'll see. See if anybody can get home tonight. There's one sack already as Crawford caught him on a scramble earlier, but two receivers to either side. Shotgun look again here for Rothberg. Back to pass. Nope. Give inside is to Molyneux. Off the left side, and he's going to be banged into at about the 32-yard line. For forward progress will get him to third and short here.
It was a nice hole by the Harrington offensive line. It was very wide. It closed quickly because of the Panther defense, but it was a nice blocked hole.
Third down and 2 upcoming for the Rams after Molyneux picks up 4. Spotted at the 33-yard line. Clock ticks. 6:35 and counting to play here in the opening quarter. 7-0 Strathaven. Harrington breaks the huddle with one wide receiver to the left. DeCecco. 2 to the right. Krebs in the slot. Tight end in formation to the left. Rothberg back. Looking. They did give the handoff. Let's see. I think he's going to be a little bit shy. They gave it to Molyneux. Rothberg looked a little unsure on that one.
Yeah, I don't think that was his intention. I think he kind of grabbed it from him.
Good work there from Molyneux to hold on. So he picks up a yard. It'll bring up fourth and one, and going to keep the offense on the field. So Molyneux, two carries for 5 yards in the early going.
I don't know that it's only a yard, and generally in high school that's pretty hard to stop. I just think Harrington's got to do as much as they can to get the ball on the other end of the field, but we'll see.
Trips left, single wide receiver to the right. Rothberg looks left. Now he's going to keep it himself. He's got first down yard. He is belted by number 54, Perlman, at the 37, but first down yardage will move the sticks. First down of the night for Harrington. They'll spot it out at the 38-yard line. Nice job by Rothberg to keep the sticks moving and keep the offense on the field. A number of two-way starters here for Harrington tonight. So
when you only have 35 kids in your roster.
Yeah, most of them going both ways, and special teams as well. So, again, if they can keep the offense on the field here and give them a chance to take their time in the huddle and so forth, then all the better for the Rams. All right, first and 10 from their 38. Rothberg takes the snap, looking to his right, fires to the outside. It is incomplete. No, it's deflected, and it's Jairus Adams going the other way at the 20, the 15. Jairus Adams carrying tacklers into the end zone. Oh, Jairus Adams. Pass looked like it was incomplete. It bounced up in the air off the hands of number 4, Aiden Newman, and Jairus Adams takes it to the house on defense. Adams, second touchdown of the night, his first defensively, and with 4:57 to play here in the opening quarter, Panthers lead 13-0, extra point pending.
That hurts.
You know, hard to see from here exactly what
on the
happened.
Other side of the field.
So Newman passes, looked like a little low. Newman, it popped straight up in the air, and Adams goes, we'll call it about 40-plus yards. And now here's Shankweiler, extra point up and good. And Strathaven, 14. Harrington, nothing, with 4:57 to play here in the opening quarter. Jairus Adams putting on a show here in the early going on havenfootball.net.
Your car is probably your second biggest investment. And AMF Auto Clinic in Brookhaven wants to keep that investment in tip-top shape. AMF Auto Clinic has been maintaining automobiles since 1961, and they take pride in their work and in keeping your car in perfect running order. From inspections to general maintenance and repair, you can trust your auto investment to AMF Auto Clinic in Brookhaven. Call for an appointment today at 610-872-2167.
Hello, everyone. I'm Ron Jaworski, former Philadelphia Eagles quarterback, and you're listening to High School Football right here on havenfootball.net.
Well, Jairus Adams had a pick six last year against Pencrest, and now puts one in the books here for the Panther defense. Their fourth interception as a team in just barely over two games, and this one goes to the house. 14-0. Low line drive kickoff comes to Molyneux at the 15. Looks for room up the left hash. Runs hard into Aiden Prochniak and Greg Belleville. Prochniak wraps him up at the 30-yard line. Better field position here for the Rams, but they trail it 14-0 with 4:53 to play here in the opening quarter.
That was really a line drive. I mean, I haven't seen a kick like that in quite a while. It was just, I don't think it ever got more than, what, do you think 4 feet off the ground?
Yeah, yep. Shankweiler, fresh off a win for the Panthers soccer team last night. He's the goalkeeper, and nice work there by the junior. So, Logan Rothberg with 1 for 3 throwing it so far, has a stack formation, 3 wide receivers to the right, 1 to the left, Molyneux on his right hip. Rothberg gives to Molyneux. He's looking for a little room and not much. That closed very quickly. Anthony Crawford and Perlman wrap him up after a gain of maybe 2.
And there were another 2.
Yeah, actually, no, they're forward progress. Gets him out for 3.
Call him 3. Yeah. There were about 4 or 5 Panthers that were there. So it closed very, very quickly. Everybody shut it down pretty well.
We'll try to get you scores from elsewhere as we're going here. But
well, I know Andrew is listening, so if he can grab us some scores as well and text them to us, that'd be great.
All right. So second down and 7. The Rams in the shotgun again. 2 receivers either side. Rothberg back looking. It's well covered, and now a slant crossing pattern is eaten up by Anthony Crawford. Nice work there. Krebs on a delay coming across the middle. That play went for about 36 yards a week ago in their loss to Springfield. But the Panthers waiting for it that time, and a gain of just 2 as Krebs has his second catch of the night. But that one, just a short gain, as Crawford, the sophomore, has been Very busy, the inside linebacker, these first couple weeks. He was the leading tackler in week one. Had a bunch last week against Marple as well. So good things in store for some underclassmen on this defense. Third down and five. Back to passes. Rothberg again. Looks. Heavy pressure from the backside. Nathan Prochniak slings him down. Ball pops out, but they'll blow it dead. Back at the 35-yard line, and it brings up fourth down. Great work there from Prochniak. He actually fell forward to the 36 there as he slung him down, and it looks like we might have a punt team coming on for the first time. Great work there by Prochniak. And fourth and about four. And this is the backup punter, Nick Cave, out of the lineup tonight for Harriton. He's a wide receiver, corner, and their punter. So it looks like Molino will give it a go, standing at his 25 for the punt snap. Alex Hemingway and Matt Schuler await at their 35. Low line drive kick. It's going to take a roll towards Schuler, who will step away from it, and it takes a terrific roll for Harriton. Inside the 25, rolling on its side, down inside the 20, down to the 19-yard line. So good work there. It was not the prettiest kick you'll see coming off his foot.
Another line drive.
But effective nonetheless. Give him 41 on the punt, no return, and this tilts the field significantly. So Strathaven with 2:35 to play here in the opening quarter. They lead it 14-0, and the offense with a long field in front of them.
And that 14-0 is one offensive score and one defensive pick six.
Christian Mazur.
By number six.
Yep, Christian Mazur checks into the game in the backfield, as does Chase Barlow. Barlow, wing to the right. Mazur is your fullback. Wing to the left is Matt Schuler with two tight ends. Ryder on first and 10. Motion man is Schuler. Give is to Mazur with running room. Up the middle, he runs through one tackle and down to the 25-yard line. Give him six, and a good push from the front line gets the senior fullback on the move. Panthers with that four-headed monster in the backfield. And, again, this is all without Evan Blake, who they were expecting would be a big contributor on the offense this year. He's still out of the lineup with injury. Panthers do have Sam Milligan back tonight, which is a good sign. All right, here we go. On second down, they go a toss play to Mazur with speed to the outside. He'll be wrapped up pretty quickly. Good pursuit that time. Krebs on the tackle for the Rams along with DeChecko. So Mazur wrapped up at the 28, brings up third and one.
Yeah, it seems like Harriton is one thing I noticed when Harriton's on offense, not only is there a size differential and they have trouble blocking Haven, but there seems to be some general confusion. They're not a Christmas to the offensive formations and to the play execution. Defense, they seem to have their act together much, much better.
Third and one. Two tight ends. Wing to the left is Schuler. Give is the fullback. Mazur one more time. Lots of running room. Straight ahead. Speed and look out. Foot race now. No one will catch Mazur. 45, 30, 20. He will go the distance. 72 yards later, Christian Mazur to the house on senior night. Well, heck of a run there. And Mazur, we've seen that speed from all different directions. We saw it in special teams in week one with the 98-yard kickoff return. And that one just, again, a couple of arm tackles were not going to slow him down. And once he gets in the open field, not too many people will catch him in the Central League this year.
Yeah, there was nobody really pursuing him. I mean, a couple of the Harriton players did go after him, but there was no contest.
Here we go. Third extra point on the way from Shankweiler. Plenty of leg right down the middle. It goes 21-0 Strathaven with 1:16 to play here in the opening quarter. Harriton trying to get something going when we come back here on havenfootball.net.
Looking for a great place to buy your vitamins, herbs, and supplements? Locally owned and operated Berman's Health Shop on Edgemon Avenue in Brookhaven carries a tremendous selection of product and features their own brand of vitamins, herbs, and supplements that delivers more than 50 patented and trademark ingredients. Each of their branded products include independent lab analysis. Berman's Health Shop, where you are family. For all your health shop needs, open 7 days a week in Brookhaven, 610-874-8418.
This is Ralph Lawler of the L.A. Clippers, and you're listening to High School Football on havenfootball.net.
Well, three carries for Christian Mazur. The third one goes 72 yards for the score, and the Panthers go 81 in total on the drive, and it's 21-0 with just over a minute to play here in the opening quarter. Charlie Schenkweiler on to kick it off for the fourth time. High end over end kick this time. It will come down at the 19-yard line, looking for room, cutting to his right, and a heavy hit still on his feet. Good work, and still in the open field now is and tripped up from behind by Sutherland, but a great job there by number 12, Seth Fleazar. Fleazar is again, he was popped at back at the 30-yard line, kept the feet moving, and Aiden Sutherland with a touchdown-saving tackle at the 41-yard line. So good work here for the Rams. Great field position relative to their first couple of drives, and a chance to get themselves back in the ballgame.
Actually, the best field position of the game for Harrington right now.
Yep. All right, here we go. They again set up in the shotgun. Teddy Molyneux in the backfield. Rothberg, your sophomore quarterback. Two receivers to the left, one to the right. Tight end to the right as well is Timmons. Back is Rothberg. Nope, give inside to Molyneux, and he's met there by Crawford. Nice job there by Crawford, along with 73 Jake Millett on the stop. Gain of just two. Brings up second down and eight. So 49 seconds, 48 seconds and counting to play here in the opening quarter. 21-0 Strathaven. We did get one quick score update. Marple Newtown on top of Pencrest, 7-0 in the early, well, about 4 minutes to play here in there in the first quarter. Here, two receivers to either side. On second and eight, Rothberg back to pass. Looking left, has time. Now dumps a little middle screen over the middle. It's caught by Molyneux. Room up the right hash. He's going to run through one tackle. Barlow comes up to help. And good second effort, I think, will get him first down yardage. And, yep, they're waving the chains forward. They'll put it down at the Strathaven 44-yard line. Gain of eight and a Harrington first down. Nice work there and a good setup on the screen.
Yeah, very nice, very nice. I thought the quarterback was really in trouble, but it was a screen, so he sucked in the defense and had a nice series of blockers out in front of the receiver and made, some 8 yards on that?
And 10 seconds, 9 seconds, and both teams will head towards their sidelines and say, hey, that's enough for the first quarter. And what a first quarter it was. The Panthers score twice on offense, sandwich a defensive touchdown as well, and 21-0, the silver and black on top here at George L. King Field. Glad you're joining us live on the archive. Be back in a moment on havenfootball.net.
Selling or buying a home is serious business, and for serious business, the key to your success is to work with an experienced agent. Sandy McCauley has almost 20 years of real estate experience and is a seller representative specialist as well as a certified residential specialist. Sandy specializes in both Delaware and Chester County real estate. Sandy conveniently works out of the Media Berkshire Hathaway Home Marketing Center in Media. Let Sandra's experience be your advantage in today's multifaceted real estate market. Give Sandy a call at 610-368-6641.
This is Keith Jackson reminding you you're listening to High School Football right here on havenfootball.net.
Welcome back to George L. King Field. Brian Carroll bringing play-by-play with Mike Mayer doing the engineering and color commentary and everything else. But Andrew Kaufman back home tonight helping with stats and spotting. Pete Fulginetti, hoping to see him in person sometime soon. But, again, different circumstances this year.
Maybe next season.
But we'll have to figure it out. But, again, good to have everybody and hear from everybody and hope you're enjoying the broadcast either live or on the archive here. 21-0 Strathaven. But Harrington, their neighbor to the east, is really just moved it into Strathaven territory for the first time tonight. First, second down and 10. Give inside Oaks and confusion in the backfield. Broken play, but Teddy Molyneux off the right side on the cutback. Picks up a couple before Anthony Crawford squashes him after a gain of two. A couple other scores. Garnet Valley on Upper Darby, 7-0. Radnor and Springfield are scoreless halfway through the first. Second down and eight upcoming after Molyneux picks up a couple as Rothberg turned to his left and he was nobody there. So turned around to his right and Molyneux takes it off the right side for a couple. And let's see, I got a late substitution here. I don't think anybody's going to scream about 12 men in the huddle, but here we go. Three wide receivers to the left, stacked formation over there, one to the right. Rothberg looks. They fire to that left flat. It's complete to Krebs. He's going to spin his way into deep trouble there. I think they're going to lose a yard here. It's good pursuit by the Haven secondary, and linebackers will drop him back. A loss of one on the play back at the 48-yard line. 43-yard line. 10:53 and counting to play here before halftime. 21-0 Strathaven on top. That's the third catch of the night for Krebs, but for just four total yards. Panthers have tackled very well in with, again, four completions on the night for Rothberg, but just 14 passing yards. Third down and nine. Three wide receivers to the right, one to the left, and I think Coach Miller wants a timeout. Yep. All right, saw something he didn't like, so we'll take a short timeout with him. A fast-moving first quarter. We thank again our sponsors who are always generous year after year, helping us out on havenfootball.net.
Nobody covers the Delaware County high school sports scene like the Delaware County Daily Times. No matter what the season or the type of sport, from football to soccer to lacrosse to wrestling to track to basketball and baseball, virtually every high school sport for every high school in the Delaware County. For complete coverage of today's games, pick up your copy of the Delaware County Daily Times wherever newspapers are sold, or go online at www.delcotimes.com. If it happened in Delaware County, it's in the Delaware County Daily Times.
Hey fans, this is Todd Lights, public address announcer for the Los Angeles Dodgers, and you are listening to High School Football right here at havenfootball.net.
Welcome back. Third down and nine for Harrington. Wing to the left, two receivers to the right. Shotgun look here for Rothberg. Molyneux in the backfield with him. On third and nine, they give inside Molyneux for running room. Nope, closed very quickly. Aiden Prochniak says no. Loss of four on the play. Great job getting off his block. And Prochniak throws him for a big loss, and now you're looking at fourth and long. You're on the Strathaven side of the field, trailing by a bunch, but I think the punt team's coming on here. All right, well, not what they were hoping for if you're a Rams fan there, as they called timeout and Prochniak just beat everybody to the punch that time.
You got a block.
So, Molyneux waits the punt snap at his own 40-yard line in punt formation. Fourth down and about 13 here. Hemingway and Schuler standing on the hash marks at the 20. This will angle towards Hemingway. Nope, now it splits him, but Hemingway picks it up. He's got some running room off the right side. He's going to turn upfield, and then it looks like it's coming back as Hemingway will be wrapped up at just shy of the 30-yard line, but I think you're going to get an illegal block back near the 15-yard line. If this ends up being a spot foul from where the flag is, the Panthers will be backed up inside their 10.
The
but
flag's
we'll see.
At the 13, 14?
Yeah, let's see here. Yep, illegal block in the back on the return. So if it's from the spot, the Panthers will be probably back near the six-yard
line.
It's
from the spot.
Okay, back they go. Half the distance penalty, 9:35 to play here in the opening in the first half. 21-0, and again, Panthers started their last drive at the 19-yard line. This one worse. They'll put it down at the 8. Moving right to left now in the second quarter. Chris Ouellette checks into the game as a split end. Aiden Prochniak checks out. Blackburn is the tight end to the left. Split end to the left is Ouellette. Wing left as well is Matt Schuler. On first and 10, Ryder turns, gives to Chase Barlow. Ooh. Running room off the left side, needs a block, turns upfield. Stiff arm at the 15, and then he is slung down, I think, by the face mask, but nope, no call. All right, they'll put it down at the 15-yard line and move, the 19-yard line and move the chains. Nice work by Barlow, picking up 11 on his first carry of the evening.
That was a huge hole. I mean, I could have run with you and Pete abreast of each other through that one.
Great work there by the tackle, the sophomore Ben Farabaugh. The tight end on that side was Pete Blackburn, setting the edge on the offensive side. And Barlow has chipped in very well offensively this year, and first carry of the night sets him up first and 10 at the 19-yard line. Give this time to Matt Schuler off the right side. He's going to cut his way. He's running hard up the middle on the cutback. He's near first down yardage again out near the 30, and move the chains. Yep. 11 more yards there for Schuler, who's gone for 9, 12, and 11 on his three carries tonight. He's, again, part of the lightning of the of this offensive package if maybe Jairus Adams is the Thunder. But here we go. Thunder back is Adams at the fullback spot. Two tight ends in front of Ryder on first and 10. Back to pass. Looking. Has time. Looking. Firing to the outside. Flag on the play. It's Ouellette who's got it at the 50-yard line. 40, 30. Pulling away from people. Still on his feet inside the 20. And pulled out of bounds down at the Harrington 21.
But I think
it's coming back.
Yeah, but both backs were in motion at the same time. So
illegal shift is going to wipe out a 60-yard play or so for Chris Ouellette.
Yeah.
And Ryder on the money with that one, but they'll have to try it again. So good to see, again, trying to get the passing game on track. Ryder just 1-for-4 last week, 2-for-4 in the opener against Radnor. And, you know, at some point, you know, whether it's tonight, you know, a 21-0 lead, maybe not, but with Springfield looming next week, there's going to be situations we're going to need to throw the ball in a tough spot here. So trying to get the passing game going. Panthers, unfortunately, have this one come back. First and 15 now. From their own 24, gives to Jairus Adams. Straight up the middle, now Speed. Straight up the middle, two hands on the ball, now pulling away. 50, 45, 40. Jairus Adams with one man to beat inside the 10, the 5. He will go the distance. Jairus Adams, 76 yards later, is into the end zone for the third time tonight.
Wow.
76 on the run for Adams with 7:54 to play here before halftime. And, you know, that's as much as you want to get the passing game going. You know, it's hard to justify at some point when you have a big lead, but
well,
Panthers running at will right now.
I think throwing the ball very often between now and the end of this game is going to be a little
problematic. But Adams rips off 76 after Mazur just went for a 72-yard jaunt, and now the fourth extra point for Shankweiler up and good. Panthers lead at 28-0. Be back in a moment on havenfootball.net.
PNC Bank has technology to help make banking easier, like a PNC Business line of credit or PNC Total Auto, a place online to easily find and finance the right car for you, or PNC Home Insight, to search for a new house within your budget. PNC, make today the day.
PNC Bank branches in Nether Providence and Swarthmore are ready to help you with all your banking needs. Stop by and say hello. Make today the day.
Hello, everyone. I'm Ron Jaworski, former Philadelphia Eagles quarterback, and you're listening to High School Football right here on havenfootball.net.
Well, the Panthers had a 50-plus yard pass play wiped out by a penalty, but didn't take long to make up for it. Jairus Adams going 76 yards right up the middle and running away from everybody for his third touchdown of the night. 28-0 Strathaven. Shankweiler on to kick it away. High end-over-end kick. It's going to angle towards the far sideline, and out of bounds it goes. This will be an illegal procedure, and a good heads-up play there by Fleazar to let it go out of bounds rather than field it. So, just a quick stat look here. Christian Mazur, 3 carries for 81 yards. Jairus Adams, 3 carries for 82 yards. Matt Schuler, 3 for 32. And a double-digit yardage for Barlow on his carry. A couple other score updates here. Springfield's now taking a lead 3-0 on Radnor in the first quarter. Haverford leading Ridley 12-0. And Marple Newtown still leading 7-0 over Pencrest at the end of the first. Here, Harrington with the football at their own 35-yard line after the kickoff rolled out of bounds and trailing 28-0, trying to get this offense going. You know, Rothberg is 4 out of 6 throwing it, just hasn't gained much yardage thanks to the pursuit of the Panther defense. Molyneux, 6 carries for 8 yards. Rothberg, you know, single-digit yardage on his 4 carries. So it's been tough sledding here for the offense. For the Rams here, first and 10. Two wide receivers to either side. Motion man is Krebs, and they give it, fake the jet, and now we got flags on the play. We'll blow it dead just as Molyneux started to get going, but I think you're going to get motion, illegal procedure here, and it'll back up Harrington with the penalty. So penalty flags more than either coach would like to see right now, as the freshman, Jay Cahow, has checked into the game at a split end spot. Brings up second, first down and 15 as they back it up to the 30-yard line here in the second quarter. Mentioned a moment ago, Strathaven-Springfield will be right here next Friday night, so that should be a good one as well. Three wide receivers to the left, one to the right, and Rothberg takes the shotgun snap. Molyneux straight up the middle, and he's met there by Crawford. And, boy, Crawford, when he arrives in ill humor. He makes the running back remember it.
And I think Jairus Adams or somebody got him from behind and just kind of tugged on his waist at the same time he was hit from the front. That's never a pleasant experience.
Gain of 3 for Molyneux brings up second down and 12. Molyneux, 7 carries for 11 yards. Rothberg, 4 carries for 7 yards. So the Panther defense has been stellar. Through a quarter and a half now, Harrington with just over 30 yards of offense. Fifth possession of the night here for the Rams. Trips to the right, single receiver to the left. On second and 13, they give to Molyneux one more time. And he right there one more time. It's almost like an instant replay. Coming to meet him is Anthony Crawford. Back to the original line of scrimmage before the penalty. Gain of 2, but it brings up third down and 10. And Crawford is making a name for himself here. 6:49 and counting to play here before halftime. 28-0. Strathaven on top. Ben Farabaugh checks into the game on the defensive line. It'll give Jake Millett a breather. On third down and 10. Panthers still in their base defense, but no real personnel changes, but they back off a little bit here on third down and 10. Three wide receivers to the left, one to the right. And Rothberg is back, looking, stepping up in the pocket momentarily, and he's going to be slammed down. They're going to blow it dead, actually, before Hunter Christian Mazur could squash him. But back of the 30-yard line, loss on the play, and Christian Mazur's third sack of the season has it fourth and long.
And to Mazur's credit, he wrapped him up and kind of held him, waiting for the referee to blow the whistle so there wouldn't have to be any kind of takedown.
Yeah, I jumped the gun there. So he's about to be slammed down, and good for him just holding him still there and, again, keeping him under wraps, but in a healthy manner.
Got 40, 50 pounds on the kid to begin with.
All right, here we go. Fourth and 15. Molyneux ready to kick it away. Matt Schuler awaits at the 45-yard line. Then there's a line drive punt angling towards Schuler. It will bounce sideways out of bounds, and the Panthers will take over at their own 43. Nice job by Molyneux. Pretty decent pressure coming off the edge that time, but he stepped away from it and got off a good kick. So
Schuler wanted to grab that punt and run with it, but somebody came down and blocked him, and he was all upset.
Schuler at this point, he says, hey, it might be my turn. Mazur and Adams have gone for 72 and 76-yard touchdowns each of the last two drives. Schuler's averaging almost 11 yards a carry on his three totes.
But he wants the big one.
He's had three touchdowns this season on the ground. And speaking of, Jack Ryder actually has three rushing touchdowns on sneaks this year. He's under center with two tight ends in front of him. Willette to the left, Blackburn to the right. Fullback is Christian Mazur, and they fake it, and back to pass is and he's got Schuler out there. Sorry, and Schuler pulling away. 20, 15, cuts it back. He's going to dance on in. 10, 5, and Jack Ryder on the money behind the defense. And the Panthers, we called it. I was still busy explaining. Boy, it might be Matt Schuler's turn, and there it was. 57 yards later, Ryder to Schuler for the connection. In this game last year, Schuler scored a couple of touchdowns when we were up at Harrington. One through the air, one on the ground, and number 23 in the end zone for the fourth time this season. First time through the air. First touchdown pass of the season off the arm of Jack Ryder. On for the extra point. His fifth try of the night is Charlie Shankweiler. Plenty of leg. It is up and good. 35-0 Strathaven with 5:19 to play here in the opening quarter. Jack Ryder on the money to Schuler for the fifth touchdown of the night on HavenFootball.net.
High school basketball season is just around the corner, and DelcoHoops.com will be bringing you all the excitement and thrills of another season of Delaware County High School Hoops. We follow all the teams in Delco, and we pick our free Game of the Week broadcast to bring you the best live games right on the internet. We feature the best teams and the best games right through the PIAA championships. If you love high school basketball, you've got to check us out at DelcoHoops.com. High school basketball never sounded so good.
Ralph Lawler of the L.A. Clippers here. Keep listening to high school football right here on HavenFootball.net.
Matt Schuler is on the board. Panthers sharing the ball well. Three different Panthers now in the end zone. Mazur, Adams, and Schuler. This one from 57 yards out off the arm of Jack Ryder. And the Panthers lead it 35-0 midway through the second quarter here. All right. Charlie Shankweiler ready to kick it away again. Ben Fisher awaits with Seth Fleazar as well. High and over end kick. It looks like it'll be Fisher coming down with him at the 13-yard line. Up the middle, now cuts to the right hash. He'll run into a wall of black jerseys at about the 24-yard line. Nice job leading the charge there for Alex Hemingway. couple other score updates. We'll get to that momentarily. But 5-19 on the last score there for Jack Ryder to Matt Schuller. 5-12 now on the game clock here in the second quarter. Rams will start at their own 24, moving left to right. So lots of three and outs for the Rams, trying to get something going here against this stellar Strathaven defense that, you know, last week got worn down a little bit in that fourth quarter. Just a bigger line from Marple Newtown, but doing the work tonight. Rothberg back to pass, looking out to his left. Now under heavy pressure, he's going to get rid of it. Floats it up in the air and in coverage and incomplete. Well done by Alex Hemingway covering Fleazar out near the 45-yard line. And it falls incomplete. Second and 10 upcoming. Ball floated a little bit with Mazur and Prochniak closing quickly on the quarterback.
Yeah, he was really under a lot of pressure. He kind of threw it up there. It was not a well-advised thing to do. But that's by far the longest attempted pass of the evening. So they're just, you know, obviously at 35 to nothing, they got to get something going here.
5:02 to play here before halftime. Strathaven, at this rate, will have a second a running clock in the second half. Yep. But the Rams trying to cut into that lead at the moment. Two wide receivers to either side. Fleazar slot to the right. Slot left is Krebs. Rothberg, your sophomore quarterback, barks out the signals on second and 10. Looking out to his left, dumps it to the flat to Krebs. He makes the catch, but he's sort of pirouetted down there by Christian Mazur after a short gain of 3. Third down and 7.
What's their best play so far, Brian?
Longest play?
Yeah.
The longest play from scrimmage is an 8-yard gain, a completion to Molyneux in the flat. Here, that's the fourth catch of the night for Krebs. He has just 7 yards receiving. 6 yards receiving after a gain of 2. We'll call it second down and third down and 8. Rothberg, two wide receivers to either side again. Once more in the gun. Third down and almost 8. Give inside to Molyneux, and Mazur swallows him up. Prochniak in to clean up as well, but the two defensive ends are doing anything they want right now in terms of rushing the passer and even collapsing well. There's just a lot of speed there to catch up to those backs as well when they can pinch down. So, Molyneux.
It should be pointed out that there's, you know, not that many seniors on this squad. They are undersized because there's so many underclassmen.
For Harrington, absolutely. They're looking at a number of sophomores. Molyneux is you know, a 3-year starter at running back. Aside from that, you've got a lot of newer players. High kick here from Molyneux. This will be Matt Schuller who steps away from it. Now scramble for it. Panthers got to get on it, and a good heads-up play by Anthony Crawford to pounce on it, at the 47-yard line of Harrington. As Schuller and Hemingway seem to have some questions there. Schuller saying, oh, my, I had a chance to make a play there and just kind of lost it.
Yep.
Lost it in the lights, maybe, and he would have had some room to run. At any rate, short field here for the Panthers. From the 47-yard line of Harrington, Jack Ryder brings in the play. 3:34 to play here before halftime. Ryder 2-for-2 for 70 yards and a touchdown through the air. 8-man in front here, and now in the sweep to this near side. This is Mazur off the left side. He's got a hole and speed again. 30, 25, 20. How about Mustang sweep for 43 47 yards and another touchdown. Panthers on the board again. Christian Mazur over the century mark tonight. His last two touches have gone for 72 and now 47. Panthers just having their way with this Ram defense right now.
It's you know, this is when you start to feel badly for a group of high school kids who just are completely outclassed, and they got swamped last week too.
Right. All right, Shankweiler high end over end kick is going to be up and good, and yes, Rams tough loss last week to Springfield, 47-0, and now here it's 42-0 with still a half to go. All right, here we go. We'll be back in just a moment. Rams going to get the ball one more time, get the offense back on the field in just a moment on havenfootball.net.
Every year, nearly 6,000 teenagers go out for a drive and never come back. Just talking to them can change that. The Allstate Parent Teen Driving Contract can help. Get yours from an Allstate agent. It's time to make the world a better place to drive. It's Allstate Stand. Are you in good hands?
Your local Allstate agent is Steve Taub in media. Give him a call at 610-566-3500 for all your insurance needs.
Hi, everyone. This is Greg Murphy from the Phillies broadcast team, and you're listening to High School Football right here at havenfootball.net.
Panthers with big play after big play tonight, and Christian Mazur's second touchdown of the night, a 47-yard touchdown run on the sweep. And the Panthers lead it 42-0 here late in the second quarter. Shankweiler's high and over and kick. This will be Fisher at the 15-yard line. He's going to look for running room up the middle. Nothing doing there. Forward progress across the 20 to the 21, but Crawford, Belleville, Fuskas, and others in on the stop. And it brings up first and 10 at the 21 for Harrington. So, Mike, this is the kind of game where you're in a dilemma as a coaching staff to say, look, you probably don't want to throw the ball again. Knowing full well your seniors are only going to get 6 weeks of football at most, you want them to be able to play and enjoy it. But, you know, when your last three snaps have gone for 47, 57, and 76 yards from on the last three plays from scrimmage, it's just hard to call off the dogs in one sense.
I'll finish your thought when we come back here for this
part. Here we go. First and 10 for the Rams. Two wide receivers to the right and a wing to the right as well. And this is Rothberg back, stepping up. Oh. And now he is going to be belted down. Anthony Crawford with a sack, his second of the night. They'll drop him back at the 20 and getting oohs and ahs from the crowd as he is just delivering the hit over and over.
Yeah, it was tough. I don't think you're going to see a lot of change in the remaining, you know, under 3 minutes for Coach Clancy, but I think you're not going to see many of these kids playing for Haven in the second half because you can't tell kids to fall. You can't tell kids not to run their hearts out. So you got to pull your starters out. You got to pull your top-notch kids out and start playing some second, some sophomores, getting some varsity experience.
Second down and 11. The Rams from their own 20-yard line left to right here in the second quarter. Rothberg back. Nope, give on the left side. Looking for room is Molina, who's got some room off that left side before Greg Belleville wraps him up. And he takes him out to the 28-yard line, brings up third down and 3. So nice run there for Molina to get things going. His best run from scrimmage so far. 10 carries for 22 yards for the senior wearing number 2.
And, of course, Coach Clancy will call the game as he will, you know, just call standard plays and let the kids get some time in. And if the kids are good enough and they run and they score, that's just the way the game is.
Right.
You can't tell a kid not to make a best effort.
All right, empty backfield this time. Molino split or slot to the left, 2 to the left, 3 to the right, and Rothberg on third down and 3. Back, looks to the flat. Nope, it's going to tuck it and run. Quarterback draw, running room up the middle, and Crawford again belts him down with help from Jarris Adams. And Rothberg is going to remember 32 tonight.
Yep.
He and Molina both have been on the wrong end of those tackles.
Most likely as he wakes up screaming.
At the 37-yard line is where they land. So, again, an 8-yard run here for Rothberg. Moves the chains, so good positive movement here for the Rams. And Justin Miller calls in the plays. 1:14, 1:13 and counting to play here before halftime. The Rams at their own 37 still have two timeouts in their pocket. And Coach Miller will run in.
They may run out of time here.
Yeah, Krebs will bring in the play here. And Rothberg may need a.
Yeah.
May need a breather. Yeah, this is going to be Krebs at the quarterback spot. Rothberg took the wrong end of that last hit. All right. Three wide receivers to the right. Molino in the backfield with Krebs, now your quarterback. He takes a snap, juggles it momentarily. He's going to keep it himself, and Mazur's going to stop him back at the 35-yard line. They'll lose 3 yards. Clock ticks, 33, 32, and counting. And you hope Rothberg is okay. He's at least going to finish out the half on the sideline, but Krebs, there's another sophomore in there, taking snaps at the 35. 20 seconds, 19 seconds, and counting. I don't know that the Rams really need to snap it again. And if it were me, I don't think they will.
Yep.
They trail it 42-0. Their starting quarterback now on the sideline catching his breath and the Panthers put on quite a show defensively and offensive fireworks left and right. So, second half action will be interesting. My guess is we'll learn some new names and some varsity players into the game in the second half, but that's how you get bigger and better. So we'll keep that in mind as we come out of halftime. But speaking of halftime, we'll have Mike and Andrew talking stats. And
going to give Andrew a call.
Who knows what else. I'll take a quick break, see if we can't drum up some scores from elsewhere around District 1. But, hey, heck of a night so far for the Strathaven Panthers. 42-0 at halftime. Stick with us. Be back in a moment on HavenFootball.net.
You probably have a deductible of $500 on your car insurance. Why shouldn't it shrink each year you drive safely? Allstate thinks it should, down to nothing. Can you afford not to be in good hands?
Your local Allstate agent is Steve Taub in media. Give him a call at 610-566-3500 for all your insurance needs. Your car is probably your second biggest investment. An AMF Auto Clinic in Brookhaven wants to keep that investment in tip-top shape. AMF Auto Clinic has been maintaining automobiles since 1961, and they take pride in their work and in keeping your car in perfect running order. From inspections to general maintenance and repair, you can trust your auto investment to AMF Auto Clinic in Brookhaven. Call for an appointment today at 610-872-2167.
Selling or buying a home is serious business, and for serious business, the key to your success is to work with an experienced agent. Sandy McCauley has almost 20 years of real estate experience and is a seller representative specialist as well as a certified residential specialist. Sandy specializes in both Delaware and Chester County real estate. Sandy conveniently works out of the Media Berkshire Hathaway Home Marketing Center in Media. Let Sandra's experience be your advantage in today's multifaceted real estate market. Give Sandy a call at 610-368-6641.
Nobody covers the Delaware County high school sports scene like the Delaware County Daily Times. No matter what the season or the type of sport, football to soccer to lacrosse to wrestling to track to basketball and baseball, virtually every high school sport for every high school in the Delaware County. For complete coverage of today's games, pick up your copy of the Delaware County Daily Times wherever newspapers are sold, or go online at www.delcotimes.com. If it happened in Delaware County, it's in the Delaware County Daily Times.
Welcome to the At the Half Halftime Report with Mike Mayer, Pete Fulginetti, and Statman Andrew Kaufman. Tonight's report is sponsored by Sandy McCauley at Berkshire Hathaway Home Services and Media. Give her a call when buying or selling your home.
And welcome back to George L. King Field, Strathaven Middle School, actually, in Wallingford, Pennsylvania, where the score has kind of been overwhelming. Strathaven 42, Harrington is 0. Harrington is definitely struggling to make this thing work for them, and they're undersized. There's not a lot of them, and they got a lot of underclassmen. So let's go ahead and give a call to Andrew, try to get him on the phone, and see what he's got for stats and those kind of things. You're hearing it ring. We're a high-class operation here. So it's certainly been all Strathaven for the first half. Andrew?
Yeah.
Okay. So how we know how it's looking. We've been, dropping yards all over the place, long runs, long passes that was unfortunately called back, but it's been all Strathaven all the time. What are you seeing?
Yeah, it's been all Strathaven as we've expected it to be, I think. Christian Mazur, 4 touches, 128 yards on the ground with 2 touchdowns already. Jarris Adams has 82 yards on 3 touches. Matt Schuler has 4 touches and 89 yards in a touchdown.
Okay.
The one being that 57-yard pass. And Jack Ryder's impressed me tonight with his passing. He's been on target all 3 times he's thrown the ball, had the one pass called back because of the illegal motion.
Right.
But he looked good tonight throwing the ball, 2 for 2 for 71 yards and the touchdown. I've been really impressed with what I've seen out of this Haven offense tonight.
Yeah, I mean, they're definitely executing. It's just that it's difficult to watch because, Harrington is just so overwhelmed. It's like, you know, watching, you know, Strathaven go take on the Eagles. It just isn't a fair competition in this stage of the game. Of course, that happens sometimes. There's not much you can do about it. They are hopefully rebuilding. I know Harden had a really good year a few years ago where they won, you know, I think they had a winning record, and they were, you know, they weren't going to the playoffs necessarily, but they definitely were contenders in the league. And that's what you, of course, hope for all the teams that we play. Until they play Strathaven, and you hope they all lose. But that's, you know, typical because we're homers.
Yeah.
What kind of stats do you have for Harrington?
For Harrington, Logan Rothberg, 8 of 11. I've only got him for 7 yards on his 8 completions. Teddy Molyneux, 10 carries for 25 yards. And Logan has carried the ball a couple times, 4 times for 18 yards, so he's been effective on the ground when they've given him the chance to run the ball. It's just they haven't really been able to do much else.
Right, right.
I've got them down for a total of 3 first downs and 48 total yards in that first half.
And what do you have total yards for Haven for the first half?
For Strathaven, 324 total yards, 253 on the ground, and the 71 through the air.
Well, I would think that everybody that you mentioned with the touches and the yards, there's not going to be playing in the second half. So normally,
yeah, I'd expect to see a heavy dose of the younger guys.
Yeah, normally you would.
Ben Milligan in at quarterback. Colin Grafton probably gets a couple touches. Chase Nangle.
And I don't think you're going to see. I don't think you're going to see anything in the air.
Probably not.
So that, you know, normally you'll wait until the third quarter before you make wholesale substitutions, but this would just be unnecessary. And I think was it Garnet Valley that had a huge score with Harrington, 64-7 or something. I don't remember who it was, but I just know. I thought it was Garner Valley, and I just thought, you know, that's so unlike Coach Ricky. I'm sure he did everything he could to hold it down. Wasn't that? Oh, it was Lower Marion, I'm sorry, which is the sister school for Harrington. So when you see scores like that, you know the coach on the winning team is doing in the Central League, I can't talk about for all high school coaches, but nobody wants to run a score up like that. These kids go to practice like everybody else does. They work their hearts out, and if they're just not that big and they're not that talented or they don't have the key player, they still go out and they suit up and they play. And that to me is a credit, and you certainly don't want to throw it in their face or, you know, they're going to lose, so they're going to lose, but you don't want to grind it out of them. So good for Harrington, good for the effort, good for suiting up and coming to play on Friday nights, and I wish them, you know, hopefully they'll do get some yards, maybe even get a score in the second half. Anything else going out in the – In the league that you've got updates on?
I've got a couple. Garnet Valley's up 20-0 on Upper Darby.
Okay.
Marple Newtown was able to tack on another touchdown. They're now up 13-0 on Pencrest. That's about halfway through the second quarter. And like for Strathaven defensively, I've been really impressed with Anthony Crawford.
Oh, yeah.
He's been everywhere.
Yep, he's been a force to reckon with.
And just throughout the season.
Yeah, definitely. You know, we keep the scoring totals, you know, for each individual player that we put up with scoring leaders every week. And there's no doubt in my mind we've done this for years. And that is a sense of competition among the Strathaven players, as, you know, those that have the opportunity to score points as to who's going to be leading from week to week. And you can almost see it in the attitudes tonight that it's like, wait, he already got a touchdown and he got a touchdown. It's my turn to get a touchdown. So
I've got a couple of more updates here that I just saw come up. Haverford leads Ridley 19-3 at the half.
Ooh.
And Marple takes a 21-0 lead on Pencrest.
Okay.
With 32 seconds to go in the quarter.
All right, well, that's not a surprise.
Halftime, Springfield is up 3-0 on Radnor.
Okay, that's interesting. I would have thought Springfield would have had a little stronger game against Radnor, but Good for everybody involved. All right, we're going to come back and go to the commercials. You got anything else for us, Andrew, as you keep the stats for the game?
Not really. Okay. Like, the time of possession has been in Harrington's favor. They've had it for just over 18 minutes compared to Strathaven's 5:51.
Right, right.
All right. Well, that's
just been the quick strike plays for Strathaven.
Of course.
Not what we usually see from this Strathaven.
No, no. Normally 4 yards, 5 yards.
Normally we see those 10 to 12 play drives that take up 6-7 minutes on the clock, but not tonight. Tonight it's been big play after big play.
All right. Well, we will come back into the second half. Thanks a lot, Andrew, for the call. I'm going to go ahead and sign off for you. And then we're going to go out, and it's Strathaven 42, Harrington nothing. We'll be back in a few minutes for the second half. You're listening to High School Football on havenfootball.net.
Looking for a great place to buy your vitamins, herbs, and supplements? Locally owned and operated Berman's Health Shop on Edgemont Avenue in Brookhaven carries a tremendous selection of product and features their own brand of vitamins, herbs, and supplements that delivers more than 50 patented and trademark ingredients. Each of their branded products include independent lab analysis. Berman's Health Shop, where you are family. For all your health shop needs, open 7 days a week in Brookhaven, 610-874-8418.
PNC Bank has technology to help make banking easier, like a PNC Business line of credit, or PNC Total Auto, a place online to easily find and finance the right car for you. Or PNC Home Insight, to search for a new house within your budget. PNC, make today the day.
PNC Bank branches in Nether Providence and Swarthmore are ready to help you with all your banking needs. Stop by and say hello. Make today the day.
After the game, don't forget to check out the best high school football website, havenfootball.net. You'll be able to check scores around the Central League, as well as key teams throughout Pennsylvania in the PIAA system. HavenFootball.net for great game statistics and articles. If you're into Haven football or simply high school football, there is no better place to be than HavenFootball.net.
Welcome back to the second half of tonight's Strathaven football game. Tonight's sponsors are Steve Tobbs, Allstate Insurance and Media, Auto, Home, and Life. You're in good hands with Allstate. The Delaware County Daily Times, all high school sports every day. If it happens in Delaware County, it's in the Delaware County Daily Times. AMF Auto Clinic, taking care of your cars since 1961, located in Brookhaven on Edgemont Avenue. PNC Bank branches in Nether Providence and Swarthmore, your friendly neighborhood bank. Make today the day. Sandy McCulley at Berkshire Hathaway Home Services and Media. Give her a call when buying or selling your home. Berman's Health Shop, for all your vitamins, herbs, and supplements in Brookhaven. Now back to the second half with Brian Carroll, Pete Folginetti, Andrew Kaufman, and Mike Mayer.
Welcome back to George L. King Field at halftime here, just a couple minutes before the kickoff. Strathaven 42, Harrington nothing. And thanks again to Andrew Kaufman for all the help with the stats and score watching and everything else in the background tonight, or not here in person with us. But I'm not sure, Mike, I didn't get a chance to hear everything Andrew was saying, but what as far as score updates, I have a bunch around the Central League. I have all of those, I guess, the rest of those games.
Some of those, but feel free to give them again.
Yeah, again, Haverford leading 19-3 over Ridley at halftime. Conestoga up 13-0 on Lower Marion. Garnet Valley 20, Upper Darby nothing. Marple Newtown 21-0 over Pencrest at half. Springfield up 3-0 on Radnor at halftime.
The Springfield score was a surprise.
Yeah, Radnor hanging in there. Yeah. You know, and again, Radnor, I thought... you know, certainly has big play potential. We saw that in week one, but you know, their defense is doing well against Springfield so far. And again, Panthers just 7 days away from seeing that too.
Right. Of course, we know that Radnor plays a great first half. They did against us, very competitive, back and forth, and then I don't say the wheels fell off. I think we just wore them down in the second half and took the game. So yep. I'll be very anxious to see where Springfield ends up at the end of the night with this against Radnor.
Well, right here, we'll likely see a number of the younger underclassmen for the second half. And, again, JV game tomorrow will have a different format than usual. I don't think the players even know this yet, but with a team from Harrington that is undermanned, greatly undermanned, it'll feel more like a scrimmage tomorrow than a game. There'll be some set plays and certain sets that they all want to work on, but My guess is there'll be a number of these guys that will see the field tonight. So it will also give me a minute here just to before the kickoff just to recognize senior night. We mentioned it in the opening, but you know, it's worth mentioning them individually. These kids who we were not sure would see the field at all this year for their senior year, and many of them missed out on their spring sports. And, you know, we're all holding our breath on what winter sports will look like. But Jack Ryder, Jarris Adams, Alex Hemingway, Colin Booth, Evan Blake, Chris Willett, Kai King, Christian Mazur, Sean Fallon. Actually, Kai King is not a senior. He's sorry, that's incorrect on our roster. But Aiden Malley, Aiden Prochniak, and Ian Trotter and Pete Blackburn, you know, again, big contributions to the program for years. Many of them had big plays in the first half tonight, so good to see, you know, Mazur and Aiden Prochniak controlling the game from the defensive end spots. Jarris Adams in the end zone a couple, three times. You know, Jack Ryder's been on the money with all three of his throws tonight. One of them called back for a penalty, but again, and of course, you know, with a number of seniors or underclassmen on the offensive line, you'll look forward to next year, of course. But again, these seniors have been fantastic program guys for years, and we're going to miss them. So we're hoping to see at least three more weeks of football after this, and see how it goes. But for tonight, not sure how many of them we will see on the field again tonight. So at the moment, you've got Matt Schuler awaiting the kickoff for the first time. And the Panthers kicked it off plenty with a 42-0 lead in the first half. But Schuler stands at the 10-yard line with Mazur to his left and Jarris Adams to his right. On to kick it away for the Rams is Tyler Carson, a senior, who is has it teed and ready to go here. He approaches and sends a line drive kickoff. It'll be Alex Hemingway taking it on the run at the 25-yard line, and Hemingway looking for speed up this near sideline. He's going to dance his way back to the middle of the field, hanging on to that football and pushing the pile across the 40 out to the 43-yard line where the Panthers take over on first down. So we're going to get to see some new names in the backfield and up front as we begin this second half here for the Panthers. Looks like Nate Harrington will get the call at quarterback. In on the offensive line includes James Redding at right tackle. Turn around, young man. Just trying to see who else is in the game. Bob Fuskas is in there at tight end. Sutherland in the backfield. Greg Belleville is your fullback alongside of Austin Connor. Hemingway, wing to the right. Two tight end set. Nate Harrington is your quarterback. Give is to Belleville off the left side. He's going to carry a tackler into Ayrton territory. Gain of 11 and a first down. So we'll get the stat sheet going and put some new names on there.
Yeah, I'm sure Andrew's going to be busy now with all the substitutions.
Yep. Austin Connor in there at halfback as well. We're number 35.
By the way, Andrew said he had over 300 yards for Haven already. Is that what you're showing?
I didn't add it up, but okay. Yeah, it's got to be there easily. All right, Harrington on first and 10. Gives it to Belleville one more time, and they are waiting for him that time. Excellent job by the Harrington front four, Gianfranco Colella on the stop, defensive tackle. Ethan Barrar checks out of the game.
Lost a yard there.
And brings up second down and 11. Staying in the game, is Nate Perlman. We saw him plenty on defense, but he's helping out on the offensive line now. Number 67, Ryan Weinberg in there as well. And at left tackle, 78, is Aiden Williams. Second down and 11. Running clock here in the second half, and give on the sweep to this near side, and Austin Connor will be wrapped up pretty quickly here. Nice job there by number 22, Holden Daggett, on the tackle for the Rams, and forward progress gives him a couple, brings up third down and about 9. So, again, mercy rule running clock circumstance here in the second half, which means scoring plays and timeouts are really the only plays that will stop the clock at this point. So should be a fast-moving third and fourth quarter here, and the Rams have 13 men on the field at the moment, and they're trying to run an extra man on now. Okay, here we go. Third down and 9. Two tight end set, Harrington under center. They show blitz, give inside as a fullback, Belleville. He's got some room, and now speed, 35-30. Belleville pulling away, and he will go the distance. Greg Belleville from 46 yards out. And the Panthers on the board quickly here in the third quarter. That's his first varsity touchdown, and did it with some terrific blocking up front there. And that's been, you know, the fullbacks have had their way tonight. So when you're, it's one thing to, when you're scoring on sweeps or a pass play and so forth. It's something else altogether. And Miles Furman on for the extra point try, the left footer. We'll have his first extra point try of the evening. Ball spotted, kick is away, and it is up, and it is good. Furman nice. Right down the middle, and he pounds it through. So 49-0 is your score, and the Panthers pick up where they left off in just 2.5 minutes here of this third quarter. So stick with us. See if the Rams can answer when we come back on HavenFootball.net.
This broadcast is copyrighted by HavenFootball.net for the private use of our listening audience. Any other use or reproduction of this broadcast without HavenFootball.net's consent is prohibited.
Hi, everyone. This is Greg Murphy from the Phillies broadcast team, where high school football never sounded so good, right here at HavenFootball.net.
Well, Panthers didn't take long there. 9:31 to play in the third quarter, so about 2.5 minutes to go 46 and capping it with a 46-yard run on third down and 9. Greg Belleville taking it to the house. And now the Rams looking to get rid of it to get the offense back on the field here. Schenkweiler approaches and sends a high end-over-end kickoff. This is going to come down at about the 15-yard line and looking for room. And straight out the middle goes Fleazar. He's got a crease, and he's wrapped up by Sutherland. Another touchdown-saving tackle for Sutherland out near midfield here, as Fleazar has been the highlight, really, in the kick return game for the Rams. They'll start at the 49-yard line.
That's something the Panthers are going to have to look at in film. Boy, that's just happening twice now, and they're giving up the gap up the middle, and if this was a close game, that could be really serious stuff.
Panther defense with some changes here. Blackburn, Filios, Jason Williams, and number 58, Mason Green, are your front four. Ethan Barrar checks in at linebacker, as does Austin Connor. Sutherland at corner. Belleville still in the game at inside backer. We'll get to the secondary in a moment. Give inside is to Molyneux. On first down, he's going to plow his way to the 45-yard line. Gain of 6 for the senior. Nicely done right there. Chris Ouellette checks into the game as the free safety. And Sean Fallon on the at the corner spot on the field side. Now they shift him to the boundary. And Sutherland, the sophomore, out on the outside. Also in the game is Nate Harrington. That's sort of a strong safety spot. Four wide receivers, 3 to the right, 1 to the left, on second down and about 4. Rothberg turns and gives to Molyneux, and he's stretched out nicely by the defense.
That's a sack. And this was a run. I don't know.
That was a handoff to Molyneux, so no gain on the play. Nice work there by Mason Green and Greg Belleville on the stop. Brings up third down and about 4 from the Panthers' 45-yard line. So Molyneux trying to get things going here. Has had just 22 yards in the first half, but here, third down and probably four down territory, you would think, on the Panthers' side of the field. Rothberg takes the snap, gives to Molyneux one more time. On the delay, he goes up the middle, and he's going to bang his way forward this time for a gain of 5 and a first down. Nice job there by Molyneux with the finish, falling forward and down to the 41-yard line and moving the chains. He's up to 33 yards on 12 carries. So, you know, the Panthers, you know, defense has been outstanding, obviously, yep, with a 0 on the scoreboard, but Rams still battling. Two wide receivers to either side. Rothberg in the gun. Takes the low snap, rolling to his right. Looking. He wants it all deep down the far sideline. Sutherland in coverage. He leaps up and knocks it away. Fleazar down as the intended receiver down near the 10-yard line, and Sutherland, the sophomore, jumps up to knock it down. Nice play there on first and 10. Second down upcoming.
Yeah, he was well covered, but threw it anyway, but it was a darn nice pass.
Well done there, and yeah. Second down, 6:25 and counting to play here in the third quarter. Clock continues to run even on the incompletion here with the Panthers leading by 42. 42-0 is your score. 3 wide receivers to the left, 1 to the right. Mullineaux in the backfield with the sophomore Logan Rothberg. He takes the shotgun snap, gives to Mullineaux, looking for room off the right side, cuts back to the middle, but waiting to meet him is Jason Williams. Makes the stop after a gain of just two. Nice job by Williams getting off his block and brings up third down and eight. So Harrington, again, we were talking about the struggles of the first couple weeks. Lost the opener 43-8 to Marple. Lost 47-0 to Springfield a week ago. Now next week have Pencrest and then finish with Radnor. So again, we should hopeful for Harrington that things start to go better beginning next week. Three wide receivers to the left and back to pass, and they set up a little screen, and it is caught nicely by Mullineaux, but the Panthers swarm very well. Nice job by Pete Blackburn to kind of corral him, and then got help from Austin Connor and others as they unpile. Blackburn stood up, slapping his hands, thinking, boy, I almost had a chance to pick that off.
Well, he stayed with the play. I don't know whether he knew it was going to be a screen, but he did not get sucked into the quarterback and stayed with his man, and that's who they were throwing to.
Two catches for Mullineaux, but no yards on that one, so he'll stay there at 8 yards on the night. Brings up fourth down and about eight from the 31-yard line. All right, Rams trying to keep the drive alive here with 4:55 and counting to play here in the third. Rothberg takes the snap, gives to Mullineaux, and he's going to be swallowed up quickly, well short of the first down, maybe back to the line of scrimmage before Eddie Tevlin squashes him. Or I'm sorry, Mason Green on the stop, and the Panthers take over first and 10. So, you know, it's funny, there's a couple of third and fourth down plays there that there's no... They've decided to hand it off on third and fourth down, you know, and that going back to the first half there, too. I'd be silly not to mention that, Rothberg is back in the game. Remember, he took a heavy hit from Crawford to end the first half, but he is back in action. That's always great to see. Just needed to catch his breath, I guess. So, Panthers take over. Sam Milligan into the game now, back off an injury, and he's under center from the 39-yard line. Two tight ends in front of him, wing tee behind him. They run the sweep to Austin Connor, looking for room off this right side, and he is met just shy of the 40, but lunges forward to the 41 for a gain of two. Nice job by free safety Mullineaux to fly up and make the play. And Austin Connor.
Seth Irvin, number 66, almost had him in the backfield, just barely missed him.
Connor, a sophomore and a heck of a lacrosse player as well. And Sam Milligan missed some time here in the early going with an injury, but good to see him back after just a couple of weeks. He has two tight ends in front of him, and a wing to the left is Austin Connor. In the backfield, and the give is the fullback. This is Dylan Shaw. Shaw pushing the pile across the 45-yard line. Nice job by Shaw. Second effort. Picks up four.
Yep. Keep those legs going.
Brings up second down. I'm sorry, third down and about four. Give him six or so. Or I'm sorry, no, give him four. I forgot the first down play for a moment. Second down, 2 minutes and 50 seconds and counting to play here in a fast-moving third quarter. Panthers trying to keep things moving. Bobby Fuskas is your tight end to the left. Sutherland, tight end to the right. Milligan under center. Turns, give on the sweep to the outside, and cutting back is Harrington. He's going to weave his way to the 40, 35, 30, and Nate Harrington, he'll go 55 yards to pay dirt and weaving his way in and out of traffic. And the Panthers continue to pile up the points. Well, again, there's only so much you can do at this point. As you said, Mike, you know, you've got your second stringers in there, and Harrington, the sophomore, just takes off with it. Nice footwork there in the hole to make a couple people miss.
Yeah, it's the downside, you know, when you're playing. You got to let your second string kids play the way they want to play.
So, first carry of the night for Harrington. Ends up with his first varsity touchdown from 55 yards out. Extra point try from Furman, up and good. And so the Panthers perfect on extra points tonight. Perfect in almost every way tonight. They've been in the end zone eight times now. 56-0, 2:21 to play here in the third. Stick with us. Be back in just a moment on havenfootball.net.
After the game, don't forget to check out the best high school football website, havenfootball.net.
you'll be able to check scores around the Central League, as well as key teams throughout Pennsylvania in the PIAA system. HavenFootball.net for great game statistics and articles. If you're into Haven football or simply high school football, there is no better place to be than HavenFootball.net.
This is Keith Jackson. You're listening to High School Football right here on HavenFootball.net.
Well, Nate Harrington going 55 yards on the third and short, and the Panthers now lead at 56-0 here at George L. King Field on a beautiful Friday night for football. Quick score update: Radnor leading Springfield 7-3 now. They got themselves on the board in the third quarter, so a low-scoring affair over on Springfield's new turf. All right, Miles Furman to kick it away now. The left footer has it ready to go. Return men for, and this will be come down to one of the upbacks at about the 29-yard line and dancing his way in and out of and then into trouble goes number three, Jay Cahow, the freshman, making the catch and not much doing there. Good coverage from the Panther kick team, and they'll stop him at the 30-yard line. So 2:01 and counting to play here in the third quarter. Running clock circumstance here as the Panthers, again, with some additional substitutions now, as Evan Menaker, the sophomore, checks in as a corner. Dylan Shaw into the game as an inside linebacker alongside of Andrew Ensley, an inside linebacker. Brings up 1st and 10 for the Rams. Logan Rothberg, the sophomore. 3 wide receivers to the left, 1 to the right, looking to his left. And now they set up a screen to the outside and right into trouble. And down goes Molyneux as Austin Connor stops him for a loss of on the play. So they'll drop him at the 29. Brings up 2nd down and 11. So 3 catches for Molyneux. And, you know, you like the idea there as far as, like, get your quarterback and relatively easier throw, something easy to complete, and get it in the hands of, you know, arguably your best offensive player. But the Panthers have sniffed it out now. Molyneux, 3 catches, but 7 total yards.
Yeah, and it's if you can't get the blockers out there and get them assigned properly, it's doomed to fail.
2nd down and 11. 2 receivers to either side now. Shotgun again for Rothberg, who's back to pass. Looking out to his right, steps up in the pockets, now going to run. He slides his way in. They're going to mark him shy of the 35-yard line. So give him a gain of about 5 to the 34, and it brings up 3rd down and about 6 to go. Clock runs 30 seconds, 29 seconds. I think the Rams will get one more play here before they switch ends of the field. So Rothberg, 8 carries now for 14 yards. Molyneux, 14 carries for 35 yards. So the Panthers holding the Rams to roughly 2 yards per carry here on the evening. 3rd down and 6 on what should be the last play of the third quarter. Rothberg, give inside as to Molyneux. He'll be wrapped up quickly. Fuskas and friends stop him at about the 35. So we'll have 4th down and 5 when we come back for the start of the fourth quarter. It's been all Panthers tonight. First official regular season game here at George L. King Field, and it's going the home team's way. 56-0 at the end of 3. Stick with us. Be back for the fourth quarter in a moment on HavenFootball.net.
Your car is probably your second biggest investment, and AMF Auto Clinic in Brookhaven wants to keep that investment in tip-top shape. AMF Auto Clinic has been maintaining automobiles since 1961, and they take pride in their work and in keeping your car in perfect running order. From inspections to general maintenance and repair, you can trust your auto investment to AMF Auto Clinic in Brookhaven. Call for an appointment today at 610-872-2167.
Hello, everyone. I'm Ron Jaworski, former Philadelphia Eagles quarterback, and you're listening to High School Football right here on HavenFootball.net.
Fourth quarter action ready to begin. We've got the band down to our right, very socially distanced as they stand in the back of the east end zone. Got some of the color guard in front of them, sans flags, but again, still here. And thanks again to Nick Pignataro for leading the band. A smaller version of it than any of us want to see or what we're used to, but thrilled to have him out here tonight for home games. All right, 4th down and 5 for the Rams. We start the fourth quarter. Rothberg in the shotgun, two wide receivers to either side. Motion man is the sophomore Krebs. They give it to him, and now they toss backwards to Molyneux on the reverse, who stiff arms has got his running room off this near sideline. Panthers missing some tackles, and Molyneux tumbles down to the 48-yard line of Strathaven. So some sloppy tackling for the Panthers, but a gain of 17, best play of the night for Harriton, and another first down.
Yeah, not really well executed. They bumped into each other, did this, but it was so confused, it confused the defense as well. And as you pointed out, a couple of missed tackles and arm tackles, and he got it to decent yardage.
Good job there by Molyneux to, first of all, corral the pitch from Krebs, but weaves his way for 17 and a first down. Three wide receivers to the left, and Rothberg rolling that way on first down. Looking, heavy pressure, fires incomplete. Looking for Fleazar on the shallow cross. Dylan Shaw trailing in coverage and brings up second down and 10.
Fleazar was open. I mean, he had a lead on his defender, and ball didn't miss by much.
Panthers with some substitutions again up front. Checking out of the game is 59 James Redding. Checking back in is Mason Green on the defensive line. Second down and 10. Clock ticks. 10:45 and counting to play here in regulation. Four wide receivers. Two to either side. And Rothberg in the gun with Molyneux on his left hip. Back is Rothberg. Rolling to his left again. Looking. Heavy pressure this time. Steps up and he's going to be swallowed up for a loss. Down he goes as Mason Green squashes him back at the 39-yard line. Huge loss on the play. It'll be third down and forever when they set it down at the 40-yard line.
It's an 11-yard loss, it looks like. Yeah.
Third and 21 upcoming. Mason Green, and again, rolling to the left as a right-handed quarterback, not an easy thing to do anyway, but there were four black shirts coming at him quickly, and very good coverage in the secondary as well. So the Panthers with another sack tonight. They've stayed awfully, we're going to, everybody's going to crow about the offensive stats tonight, but the defense with pitching the shutout and very limited yardage here for the Rams on the evening. All right, on third down and 21. Draw play. Nope, stepping up and wanting to throw it deep down the far sideline. Has a man out there behind the defense, but incomplete. It falls. Rothberg looking deep for Jonathan Majoub down that far sideline, and Sean Fallon in coverage brings up fourth down and 21. So Rothberg, 7 of 13 throwing it tonight with one interception that was run back for a 43-yard touchdown by Jairus Adams in the first quarter, and it kind of opened the floodgates from there. So the Panthers scored on offense, scored moments later on defense, and then, you know, if you're joining us late, scored on the next several scoring plays have gone for 72-yard run, 76-yard run, 57-yard pass, 47-yard run, 46-yard run, 55-yard run. Scoring from everywhere tonight. Fourth down and 20. Give on the tosses to Krebs, looking for room on and nothing doing. Jason Williams stops him for a loss. Good work there by Williams getting off his block, and the Panthers will take over at the 39-yard line. So they tried a bit of a jet sweep there to the sophomore, and Krebs was squashed quickly. I have to say, and I meant to say something before the last play, I don't think Teddy Molyneux has left the field for more than a couple of plays. Mm. And he's had, you know, three catches, 16 carries.
And how many tackles he's had.
And more than a handful of tackles from the free safety spot. So, you know, you've got, I'm pointing out one of several Rams who are going both ways, rarely have left the field tonight. All right, Sam Milligan into the game again at quarterback. Two tight ends and a wing T behind him. Give is to Dylan Shaw off the left tackle. He's going to sling his way across the 30, I believe, to first down yard. Yep, they'll move the chains as he picks up 10 and another Panther first down.
Maybe Andrew can send us the amount of tackles he's got for number two.
Yeah, Molyneux has just checked out of the game now, just as we say that.
Yeah,
he's finally going to get a breather with 7:30 and counting to play in regulation as we're starting to see some substitutions now from Harriton as well as they will live to fight another day here. Jeremiah Patterson checks in at free safety. Wing T again, and the give off the right side is Austin Connor. He's going to bounce it outside. He's got a running room across the 20, the 15, down the far sideline. They'll bang him out of bounds inside the 10. It'll be first and goal to go from about the 5. Austin Connor for 24 more yards. And the Panthers knocking on the door again as the clock melts inside of 7 minutes. Well, the Panthers have put up quite a few points on Harrington over the years. And, again, there's only so much you can do with some of these things as far as taking your foot off the gas.
No doubt.
Dylan Shaw is your fullback. Austin Connor next to him on the as the halfback to the left side. Give is to Connor one more time. Off the right side, he'll push the pile into the end zone for a Panther touchdown. Connor's first varsity score of his career. 6:27 to play here in regulation, and the Panthers stretch the lead to 62-0. Extra point pending. Well, Mike, it's...
You really don't like to see this.
Going to add to your stat sheet over the weekend, but
add to the stat, and then we got to pick a play of the game. That won't be so easy.
No, I don't know. Yeah, that'll be difficult. All right, here we go. Furman on for the extra point. Ball spotted. Kick is away. Plenty long enough, and right down the middle. 63-0. Strathaven on top. 6:23 to play here in the fourth. The Rams trying to get back on the board when we come back on HavenFootball.net.
Looking for a great place to buy your vitamins, herbs, and supplements? Locally owned and operated Berman's Health Shop on Edgemont Avenue in Brookhaven carries a tremendous selection of product and features their own brand of vitamins, herbs, and supplements that delivers more than 50 patented and trademark ingredients. Each of their branded products include independent lab analysis. Berman's Health Shop, where you are family. For all your health shop needs, open 7 days a week in Brookhaven, 610-874-8418.
This is Ralph Lawler of the L.A. Clippers, and you're listening to High School Football on HavenFootball.net.
Welcome back to George L. King Field. Brian Carroll, Mike Mayer, Andrew Kaufman bringing you the action tonight, and Pete Fulginetti, if not here in person, listening from home as well. Haverford all over Ridley right now, 33-3, thanks to Andrew for the update in the third quarter. Here, 6:23 to go in the fourth. We started a few minutes early, and it's been all Strathaven from the get-go. 63-0 after Austin Connor's four-yard touchdown run moments ago has stretched the lead further. Shankweiler on to kick it away. High end over end kick. It'll bounce inside the five and down to the end zone. That's a touchback there.
That's
for
a heck of a kick.
Shankweiler, he's excited about it. That's good. That's the first touchback of the year as he gets it going. And good work there by the junior and the Panthers.
That can be a big plus in high school football because, you know, when they return a ball, it is certainly absolutely common to see the ball come back to the 30, 35 on a run back. So if you can get into the end zone and shave that 15 yards off, that'd be great.
Absolutely. Timeout Strathaven here with 6:23 to play. We'll keep it right here as they look to get a few more faces on the field here with some substitutions, make sure everybody's on the right on the same page here. Noah Romanowski ready to check in the defensive backfield along with Colin Grafton and possibly a few others as they break the huddle. But
Let's talk about next week. We're going to see Springfield coming here, which is kind of sad because they have a brand-new facility I'd love to see, but I guess hopefully with things go well, we'll see it next year.
Yep.
And then after that, for the final game of the regular season game anyway, will be Pencrest at Pencrest. So we're not too sure how we're going to broadcast that. If we have to go back to the cell phone, that's what we'll do. And then the next week is kind of a little bit fuzzy because the idea was that the small schools, 5A schools, would pay the 6A schools for kind of bragging rights for Central League title. And now there's a question that some of the schools may want to have a turkey bowl game with some other schools they planned for. And it's kind of up in the air. But we'll be wherever they're going to go. Yep. Wherever Strathaven's going to play, we'll be there to join them.
We'll play somebody. We'll figure it out. It may not be as they drew it up initially, but, hey, they'll be ready to go. All right, first and 10 here. Rothberg has the offense back on the field from the 20-yard line. Gives to Molino off the left side. He's wrapped up quickly. Dylan Shaw jumping into the backfield to stop him for a loss of one. So nice work there by Shaw on the stop. Garnet Valley up 27-0 on Upper Darby. Springfield has retaken the lead on Radnor. 3:32 left. I'm not sure if that's a third or the fourth quarter, but they're up 10-7. Radnor jumped up 7-3, but now Springfield has answered. So good game over on Leamy Avenue. Here, second down and 11. Rothberg and the Rams offense from their own 19-yard line. Three wide receivers to the right, one to the left. Molyneux on his left hip. Rothberg barks out the signals. Back to pass and looking. Stepping up in the pocket. He's flushed and now a little lateral play back to Molyneux, who gives ground at the 20. Now ahead of steam across the 25. Out near first down yardage. I think they'll mark him just short. Heads up play there from Rothberg. Just a little backyard football
as it drew up. I like it. When you're not having a good day, do what you can.
So give Molyneux 10 on the carry. He's up to 63 yards on 17 rushes. He's had 17 and 10 in his last two totes. And now third down and about one. Two wide receivers out to the left. Two to the right as well. Aiden Newman split to the far sideline. And they look to the right now, tucking and running off the left side. Room for Rothberg. He's got first down and more. Across the 40, carrying tacklers and spinning his way to the 44-yard line. Nice work by Rothberg to pick up 15 and another Harrington first down. That's his best run of the night.
Yeah.
He's given up a couple of sacks as well, but 15 yards at this point in the game with 4:30 and counting to play in regulation. Colin Grafton on the stop there for the Panthers. And from the 44-yard line, the Rams ready to snap it again. Empty backfield this time. Three wide receivers to the right, two to the left. Rothberg in the gun by himself. Back to pass. Looking. Heavy pressure from Green. They dump a little screen inside to Krebs, who is tackled very nicely. Great work by Ensley. Getting away from blockers and stopping Krebs after a gain of maybe four. So Krebs, your leading receiver tonight on either side of it with five catches. But in the meantime, he's up to 12 total yards on those five catches. So, all right. We're being told by a couple of the fans that Jacob Pertigan might be wearing a different number tonight. Yeah, he's wearing 55 instead of Ensley. Okay. All right, give inside is to Molyneux, and he's going to be stopped short of the first down here. It'll bring up third down at about one after a four-yard gain. But, yeah, I think that is Jacob Pertigan, as Ensley is not in uniform tonight. Green on the stop. 3:15 and counting to play here in regulation as Molyneux went for about four more. So, Mike, it's a fast-moving game tonight.
Yeah, well, you know, when you run up the score like that, it's going to get moving along. There's not much else you can do about it.
Three wide receivers to the right, one to the left. On third and one, Rothberg rolling to his right. Looking. Dumps underneath it. Is incomplete. Austin Connor with a heavy hit on number 12, Fleazar. And the referee lets him know, hey, let's catch our breath for a minute. Hit was totally clean and legal, but he got a little too excited about it afterwards, maybe, in a 63-0 game. Or so says the line judge.
But, well, he's right. You know, come on. Yep. A little humility, guys.
Yep.
If it was reverse, you wouldn't want somebody else doing something to you.
Fourth and a yard. So, two wide receivers to either side. Rothberg in the gun. Molyneux still with him in the backfield. 2:13, 2:12 and counting to play here in regulation. Rams trying to get something going here. Give inside is to Molyneux. First down yard. He's going to drive the pile forward. Good work there. Fuskas catches him from behind, but he'll pick up seven and another first down. 74 yards on 19 carries now for Teddy Molyneux. He will sleep well tonight. 19 carries, three catches, and a busy guy in the defensive backfield as well, and also a few kick returns. All right. The Rams moving it well here late in the fourth. Two wide receivers to either side, 1:30 and counting to play. Back. They dump it to Krebs in the left flat. He's got a little bit of room, and it closes very quickly. He's going to be stopped maybe after a yard. No, they may just give him the line of scrimmage. That's about it. So Krebs' sixth catch of the night, 12 total yards receiving. As the Panthers closed very quickly, clock ticks, 1:10 and counting as they break the huddle. Krebs slot left, Fleazar slot right, Dzeko split end, to the near side. Back to pass, Rothberg one more time. Looking, he's firing deep down the sideline for Fleazar, who goes up and makes the terrific catch at the 10-yard line. Fleazar for 30 yards and a Harrington first down. First and goal to go from the 10. And now threatening to put a crooked number on that scoreboard. Here's the Rams over the ball quickly with a short huddle. 34 seconds and counting to play. Panther defense barking out signals from the sideline. This is Molyneux off the left side. He'll be wrapped up quickly, but not. Yeah, his second effort's going to get him down to the 5, and then timeout called here by Harrington, and why not with 20 seconds to play here before the end of regulation.
Why not, indeed? I mean, give yourself a chance to score.
Absolutely. Again, great job by Fleazar to go up and get that one. And, again, Rothberg's completed his last three throws. So he's up to about 40, I have him for 49 yards on the night. But, again, just a tough going here for Harrington. But, you know, we've seen it in years past where we've had lopsided scores, and we've seen even Coach Clancy before or after games just go and talk with those kids and just, you know, year after year and talking with Justin Miller, who's about the most pleasant guy you're going to find in the Central League, and he just said, look, for the kids that want to be here and want to play, we're going to give them that chance, and they've got tough, hardworking kids. All right, Panther defense trying to hold here. Rams trying to get on the board with 20 seconds left. Motion man is Krebs from left to right. Back is Rothberg looking. They go screen to the near side, and it is swatted away. Nice job there by Dylan Shaw to block it and knock it down. Now the clock continues to tick here. No.
It should, but it's not.
Yeah, the clock has stopped. So 16 seconds, 15 seconds.
There it goes.
All right, here we go. And now Harrison's going to call timeout and get it going. So,
All right.
Force of habit, I think, stopped the clock on an incomplete pass.
Yes.
But with 12 seconds to play, you know, again, you would have called the timeout sooner. I think everybody is saying, yeah, you're going to get one more play at least. And that's what it will look like here as Coach Miller calls the timeout for the Rams, and they'll snap it again from the Strathaven 5-yard line.
Yep, you know, we've all been, you know, if you play competitive sports in high school or anywhere else, you know, the whole point is you set your goals for what you can do. And in a case like this where you're just getting beat pretty badly, you know, now your goal becomes, let's just try to get on a board. Let's just give ourselves a score.
All right, here we go. The Rams trying to punch it in. The Panthers trying to preserve a shutout. Three wide receivers to the right. Tight end there, split end to the left, firing to the sideline. It's Fleazar in the slot. 5-yard touchdown grab for the Rams. Nicely done right there. And everybody, even in the stands here, is saying, number 12, that's the guy. And why not? He did the bulk of it there with a 30-yard catch to set him up at the 10-yard line. And right. Fleazar with the touchdown grab, his second catch of the night. And Rothberg punches it in with the Rams offense with 9 seconds to play here. And they'll line up to go for 2.
Why not?
Yeah. You got 4 wide receivers bunched to this near side. Molyneux in the backfield, shotgun look, and they pitch it to Molyneux, who may look to throw it, and he's going to throw, and is swatted away nicely by Colin Grafton. And the score will stay at 63-6. So nicely done there. And the Rams on the board here late in the fourth quarter. So we'll take one short timeout and be back for the final play of the game. Glad you're joining us live on the archive on havenfootball.net.
Selling or buying a home is serious business. And for serious business, the key to your success is to work with an experienced agent. Sandy McCauley has almost 20 years of real estate experience and is a seller representative specialist as well as a certified residential specialist. Sandy specializes in both Delaware and Chester County real estate. Sandy conveniently works out of the Media Berkshire Hathaway Home Marketing Center in Media. Let Sandra's experience be your advantage in today's multifaceted real estate market. Give Sandy a call at 610-368-6641.
This is Keith Jackson reminding you you're listening to High School Football right here on havenfootball.net.
Welcome back to George L. King Field. 9 seconds to play here in regulation, and the Rams are on the board. So excellent job there. Great job, just perseverance there for the evening. They trail at 63-6, but they end on a positive note there with Rothberg to Fleazar for a 5-yard touchdown connection. And now ready to kick it away is Carson, who sends a low line drive kick. It's going to be Dylan Shaw picking it up at the 35-yard line, looking for running room, and it'll plow his way to the 40-yard line. Clocks will stop momentarily with 3 seconds to play, and my guess is they'll just spot the ball and restart that clock. I do not see a need to snap this again. Panthers should really just be lining up at midfield at this point. And the referees, yeah, they may just say, you know, we can be done at this point. If they're sending the teams back out on the field, they're going to say, look, one more play. So 3 seconds to play it. The ball spotted. There they rewind the clock, and that will do it. Okay, no need to snap it. And, boy, the Panthers from all directions tonight, getting it done against the Rams, putting on a terrific show here on Senior Night at George L. King Field, and we'll be back here in 7 days to try it again with Springfield. So we'll take a short time out, be back for a quick wrap-up, and call it a night here on HavenFootball.net.
Nobody covers the Delaware County high school sports scene like the Delaware County Daily Times. No matter what the season or the type of sport, football to soccer to lacrosse to wrestling to track to basketball and baseball, virtually every high school sport for every high school in the Delaware County. For complete coverage of today's games, pick up your copy of the Delaware County Daily Times wherever newspapers are sold, or go online at www.delcotimes.com. If it happened in Delaware County, it's in the Delaware County Daily Times.
Hey fans, this is Todd Lights, public address announcer for the Los Angeles Dodgers, and you are listening to High School Football right here at HavenFootball.net.
Welcome back to George L. King Field. Your final score, Strathaven 63, Harrington 6. And again, Panthers piled up a 42-0 lead at halftime, and then the second stringers, the JV guys, tacked on 3 more after the intermission, and it was just a terrific night of football for the stat sheet, for weather-wise. And again, if you're a Strathaven fan, you kind of, after last week's heartbreaker, you're looking for a chance to get well.
Yep, no doubt about it. I mean, it was a good win. Feel badly for the Harrington kids, obviously, because you don't want to come into a facility at any time and lose like this. But, you know, they know what they are, and they know what they've got, and they're making the effort, and they're looking to improve. A lot of underclassmen. They'll come back next year. Hopefully, things will be a little back to normal, and maybe they'll be a little more competitive next year. But they're giving it the old college try, and that's what's important. They kept their heads up during this game, even when it got kind of ugly, and played their game, and, of course, scored with a few seconds left in the game, so they got on the board. And that's a win for them at this stage of the game, and that's what you look for. It's, you know, high school sports.
A lot of character on that far sideline. So good luck to Coach Miller and the Rams moving forward. Again, always class act and always up for a battle no matter what, you know, the score or otherwise. And we're just thrilled to be watching high school football right now, given the circumstances around us. A couple other quick scores as we look to wrap up here. Marple Newtown up on Pencrest, 34-0 late in the third. Haverford 33, Ridley 3 as they start the fourth quarter. Radnor up 13-10 on Springfield now early in the fourth.
Best game of the night.
Yeah, by far, because everything else is a shutout or darn close to it. So Garnet Valley up 33-0 on Upper Darby. So most games tonight, mercy rule circumstances, but we're pretty close to it. But here, hey, 7 days from now, we'll have Springfield visiting, and the Panthers should be in for a test, and we'll see if they can keep that offense clicking and the defense tightening further. So, for Andrew Kaufman and Pete Fulginetti back at home, and Mike Mayer, thank you again for making everything happen here at HavenFootball.net on the website. Look for highlights and more in the days ahead. We'll be back next week for Springfield and Strathaven. Brian Carroll signing out. 63-6 Panthers tonight. Good night and great football.
This internet broadcast has been a production of HavenFootball.net Incorporated. All rights are reserved. Thanks for listening, and good night.